This week, we're looking into the issue of truancy in Milwaukee's public schools. MPS is throwing its weight behind getting 95% attendance across the district this year. In order to reach that goal, it's relying on the group City Year for help. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello went to see the group in action.
It's just after 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning at Milwaukee's Rogers Street Academy. Eight young adults, ranging in age from 18 to 24, line the hallways. Their cheers welcome students for another day of class.
Let me tell you, I'm still not actually a morning person, but you learn to have energy for that burst of 10 minutes and then come back to the room and you're like, okay, now where's the coffee?
Despite what Ebony Kirkendall tells you, she's full of energy. And in this role, she needs it. Kirkendall is what's called a core member with City Year, a national organization that's been in Milwaukee for the last 6 years. It brings in young adults, mostly college grads, to work in urban classrooms. Right now, 100 core members serve alongside teachers and principals in 11 MPS buildings. The goal of City Year is to increase Milwaukee's graduation rate. Part of that work is doing small things, such as greeting students in the morning. Bigger picture, the group focuses on the ABCs. Attendance, behavior, and course performance.
It doesn't take a research scientist to tell you that, you know, you need to show up if you're going to be able to learn and grasp material and excel academically.
That's Jason Holton, director of City Year Milwaukee. He says any student with below average attendance is 75% more likely to drop out of high school. So attendance tops the list of City Year's responsibilities. After Ebony Kirkendall gives students a rousing greeting every morning at Rogers, she heads upstairs.
Morning.
Kirkendall is in charge of the 8th grade classroom. She walks in, scans the room, and makes a few marks on the clipboard she's carrying.
So I only have I have two people absent.
Wow, that was pretty quick. I didn't even see you count.
I don't have to actually count. I can just look and I can tell who's missing from their seat. You get that familiar.
Once she's taken attendance, Kirkendall returns to the City Year office. There, she calls the homes of the kids she marked absent. Paula Felix Encarnacion oversees attendance for City Year Milwaukee.
If I know why students are missing, then I can influence some change.
Felix Encarnacion helps schools figure out the main reasons students are missing.
If it's medical, maybe we can do a health fair and bring parents in. And if it's transportation, then we can figure out, like, do we need more buses? Is there something in the budget that can help? If it's school climate, then we're doing games and we're trying to like high-five students.
That's a way, since our core members don't make home visits, it's a way to build a connection with a parent. And so we've prioritized that to continue to build those bridges and connections.
City Year Director Jason Holton says relationships are key to his organization's ability to assist local schools. Core members must establish themselves as a resource for parents in the community as well as teachers in the classroom. Yet core member Ebony Kirkendall says the most important connection she and her colleagues make is with the students.
I definitely have had students be like, I only came because you're here. And like hearing that is like, well, one step in the right direction. Now let's get you here because you love to learn. But one step in the right direction because you came to school and that's the start. You can't learn if you're not here.
Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.